stand with me as we get into the Word of God this morning. Say this with me. Say, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
And my Bible is.
And my Bible is.
God's Word.
God's Word.
And God's Word.
And God's Word.
Is devil destruction power.
Is devil destruction power.
With my Bible.
With my Bible.
I can defeat the devil.
I can defeat the devil.
Every day.
Every day.
This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
My Bible. The devil, our true enemy, or our true enemy, the devil. Turn with me to our foundation scripture, which is found in 1 Peter chapter 5. Man, I'm going to have you sing a special. I'll just let you slip my mind. Don't y'all love Mary singing?
Amen.
I know I do. That's an anointed singing. That's 1 Peter chapter 5. Beginning at verse 6, it says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." Say due time.
Due time.
You may not always get your exaltation when you want it, but in God's time, in due time, and on time, God will exalt you if you will humble yourself.
Amen.
Casting all your care upon him. Why? He cares for you. Point to yourself and say, God cares about me.
God cares about me.
Say, God cares about me.
God cares about me.
Oh, you got to get the revelation that this is why so many people get discouraged so quickly and so easily. This is why so many people stop standing in faith. This is why so many people, when they go through trials and persecutions, get down on God, get upset with God, and just drop out of the Christian race because they neglect the fact, they neglect the revelation that God loves them and he cares about them. Mm-hmm. But when you begin to understand that God cares about you, then you will get a revelation of his will. You won't begin to think that certain things that are happening to you are the will of God, but you will understand that you have an enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And that enemy is the devil. So when you go to the very next verse, verse 9, you read this. Verse 8, I'm sorry. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, God, has a...
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me read this again. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, Elder Steve, as a roaring lion, walketh about. No? What Bible are y'all reading from? All right, I'm sorry. Good help is so hard.
You need a new Bible.
I need a new Bible. Oh, man. Oh, man, let me take my glasses off. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the...
Devil.
The devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Now, look at the contrast in verses 7 and verse 8. One person cares about you. The other person wants to devour you. There's one that cares about you. There's another one that wants to devour you. There's a contrast here. Satan wants to devour you. The devil wants to devour you. God cares about you. You see, the devil hates your guts. And that's why the Bible calls him, not God, not other people, calls him your adversary. He, the devil, is your adversary. Whom you are to resist, steadfast in the faith, in your positive faith, in the faith in God's word, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Paul put it this way. He said, no temptation has taken you except that which is common to man. Well, Pastor, you just don't understand what I'm going through. Now, baby, the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren in the world. We all go through things. Praise God. I don't care how much faith you have, you are not exempt from trials and tribulations. You are not exempt from attacks of the devil. The devil walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, he will attack, but it's up to you whether or not he devours you. See, he has to seek whom he may devour. He can't devour everybody. If the devil could have killed you, he would have done it a long time ago. But some of y'all are very dangerous then.
Yeah.
If the devil could have killed me, I should have been dead. And believe me, he has tried on many an occasion. I mean, I remember one time, this few years ago, I used to keep the church van at the house. You know, this was back when I was at another church. And one morning, you know, I tried, you know, we used to have Tuesday, me and my pastor used to meet together on Tuesday mornings real early for prayer. I mean, real early. Like 5 o'clock early. Whew. That was hard. We meet at 6 o'clock, I'm sorry. But I was used to have to get up around 4:30, 5 o'clock and try to get there. But I parked the van in the yard, locked the gate up and everything, and this guy pulls up to me and rolls down his window and says, "What are you doing?" So I turned around and I said, "What am I doing? I'm closing this gate. What are you doing there? You ain't supposed to be in there." And so I went to the car and said, "Who are you?" And he starts reaching for something and says, "You get away from this car." Looking like he's about to get something out of the car. I said, "You know what? God bless you." And I walked away and I just said, "Father, I thank you for the blood of Jesus that protects me." And I just kept walking away. And, you know, the devil started trying to put images of me being shot in the back with a gun. I said, "No, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I got angels surrounding me, protecting me." And the guy, I guess he couldn't find his weapon or whatever, so he just drove off. But you know, I tell you, the devil wants to destroy you, but you have God's protection over you. Praise God.
Amen.
You don't have to worry about the devil and his minions. You know, if the devil wanted to kill this family, he would have got them while they were home. But he couldn't do it. Praise God. Amen. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Oh, I can tell you some more stories. Let me tell you one more. I remember some years ago when we was doing some street witnessing, and we used to divide up into groups 2x2s, you know, because the Bible teaches that you're supposed to go out 2x2. So I took this young lady with me, and we went out to do some street witnessing in one of the red light districts. If you children don't know what a red light district is, don't worry about it. It's an area of ill repute. But we went downtown and we ran into a couple of big, tough Marine guys. And so, you know, I walked up to them and said, "Can I take Jesus with you? You know, I'm not going to be afraid of anybody's size or anything like that." And so, you know, they said, "Sure, we'll listen to you." So, you know, I gave them the track, and then I started talking to them about the Lord and everything. And so at first they seemed very interested. They were like, "Yeah, you know, I know I need the Lord and everything, but I got such a bad temper and I don't know what to do with it." And I said, "Jesus can take your temper." All of a sudden, that man's face changed. He's like, "What do you mean Jesus can take my temper? You gonna tell me you don't get mad?" I said, "Sure, I get mad, but I've learned how to control it. Well, I was gonna punch you right now. You would get mad?" I looked at him. I said, "You can't punch me." I said, the blood of Jesus covers me, so you can't punch me." "Well, what about..." Then his friend jumps in. "What if we were to jump you right now? You gonna tell us you won't get mad?" I said, "You can't jump me." I said, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I shall condemn. And then they looked at each other and said, oh, this guy just quoted the scripture, and they walked away. But that girl, she was with me, she was so scared. She's like, Troy, don't you ever do that again. But I'm telling you, see, if the devil could take you out, he would have done it a long time ago. What you got to do is resist him steadfast in your faith. Mm-hmm. Do not allow fear to come your way. Right. But and whenever things happen to you, don't blame God. Don't blame other people. Now, you know, somebody asked me a question last week. Pastor, is it okay to be angry with other people? Oh, yeah. People allow themselves to be used by the devil. It's natural to become angry with them. Jesus became angry with people. God became angry with people. So, yes, it is natural to become angry with people. You know, but the Bible says, anger and sin not. Neither let the sun come down on your wrath. You know, when I'm angry with my wife, at nighttime we have to reconcile things. You got to reconcile before we go to bed. We don't always do it, so we're in sin sometimes all night long. But we try to make that effort now to reconcile before the night falls. Sometimes it happens in the night, so we can't do anything about that. But we try not to let the sun come down on our wrath. If you learn to forgive immediately and remind yourself that, wait a minute, it's the devil that's trying to use this person against me, then you will be much easier to forgive when you focus on who your true enemy is. Praise God.
Amen.
It says, your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You resist him steadfast in the faith. Turn with me to Luke chapter 10. I want you to understand who your true enemy is. You've got to know. When you begin to understand who your true enemy is, you will no longer be upset with God. You will no longer be upset with other people. You will begin to be upset with who the actual evil entity is behind all this. Now, please understand, as we teach this, we are not teaching you to go demon hunting. All right? We're not looking for demons under every rock and every tree. But we must understand that there is an evil being out there, and he has thousands upon thousands of minions working for him, and they often are the sources of your temptations, your trials, and your tribulations. Some things we do bring on ourselves, so we can't blame the devil for, praise God.
Right.
But there are things that happen to you, you don't know where in the world they came from. Well, baby, it's the devil. So like I said, we don't blame everything on the devil, but we do recognize that the majority of the evil that is in the world, that is done by, it is not God. It is by men and by devils. Praise God. Luke chapter 10. Begin at verse 17, it says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Y'all remember I told you last week about how, you know, I had to deal with some spirits that were trying to influence people to attack me. And when the Lord began, he told me to deal with that spirit in my name. And when I dealt with it, the whole attitude of that person just immediately changed. Now, you know, you can't always, I'm not saying that every time you get into a fuss with somebody, you're supposed to rebuke or cast out a spirit out of them.